Heaven is Real, Three Reasons to Have Hope in a Hard World by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. Heaven is real, and many of us would agree on that fact. We believe what the Bible says is true. We know that God has prepared us for so much more than we can fully see here in this world, and He has greater things in store than we could ever even know. But how does the reality of heaven help us in the day-to-day of life struggles? How can it offer us real hope and strength right now? First, in the midst of life storms, we have the hope of eternal life. One way that heaven offers us great hope and joy is that we can be assured no matter what we face now, it won't last forever. This world is not all there is. We weren't made to find lasting hope only in this present life, for ahead of us is the gift of heaven. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:19. As believers, we hold the hope of heaven as an anchor for our souls. The gift of Christ paved the way for eternal life. It is a sure, steadfast, immovable hope that helps us to remember that the struggles of this world will pass away, but heaven lasts forever. Second, the reality of heaven gives us fresh purpose and meaning today. Because we believe that heaven is real, our lives have greater meaning and purpose right now. When we know Christ, we also know that life isn't meaningless because God has a reason and a purpose for each day. Every day is a gift from Him. Every moment we're breathing air is another opportunity to love and serve Him. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom, Psalm 90:12. Life is short. The somber truth we often face is that none of us know how long we have in this world. We are not promised tomorrow. Heaven doesn't diminish the importance of this life, but it makes us more aware of its incredible gift. It's a clear reminder to us to stay alert and active in sharing light and love in a world that needs His hope. Third, it is a place of true joy and freedom with no more death, suffering, or pain. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:3-4. No death, no mourning, no pain. God will be with us, and He will wipe away our tears for the very last time. Heaven is a place of joy and goodness, freedom and life. If you have ever suffered great illness, disease, or held the hand of a loved one who was in such pain at the end of their life, if you have ever experienced great anguish of the soul, or have ever struggled through addictions, or walked a painful road through trauma or abuse, there is hope still ahead. Heaven is a place where truly the old is gone, the new is come. The struggle and pain we carry here will be lifted away. We will be healed. We will be set free in every way of the burdens that now weigh us down.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.